The highly anticipated FOMC, or Federal Open Market Committee meeting, just happened on Wednesday, January 26th. And as we've discussed in previous videos, unfortunately, crypto will mirror the traditional stock market for the foreseeable, at least short-term future. So what did Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell say, and how will it affect the financial markets, in particular, crypto? Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, I have misplaced my shirt for the time being, but we will explore how the Federal Reserve feels about the current state of the economy, what they are planning to do, and how this may affect crypto prices over quarter one of 2022. Cool, let's dive in. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell addressed the nation to relay items discussed at the latest FOMC, or Federal Open Market Committee, meeting. The FOMC, or Federal Open Market Committee, is in charge of monetary policy in the United States. Basically, they increase and decrease the amount of U.S. dollars in circulation in the economy, as well as the price of money in the form of interest rates. Since the onset of the pandemic, the Federal Reserve has greatly increased the amount of money in circulation via the old money printer, and dropped interest rates, or the cost to borrow money, to zero. The financial markets are not looking forward to what needs to eventually happen in order to avoid an economic catastrophe, which is to stop printing money, increase interest rates, and eventually decrease the supply of money in circulation. Nice. So there are seven key items that affected the market and will affect the market from Jerome Powell's address. One, first and foremost, Powell confirmed that there will be no interest rate hike in January of 2022. This is interpreted as bullish for the financial markets in the short term. Two, the money supply will continue to increase by about $30 billion in both February and March, meaning the money printers will continue to shower Wall Street with cash with which they will throw into the market. This is interpreted as bullish by financial markets. Now, it's important to note, and we talked about this more extensively in this video I posted, you could check out by clicking on the link above, that even though Bitcoin was designed to be a hedge against inflation, since institutional investors have entered the crypto markets, over 70% of the trading activity in the crypto markets are now being performed by these big institutional investors, which is affecting the price behavior of Bitcoin. Institutional investors are trading Bitcoin and treating Bitcoin as a risk-on asset, the same as they treat tech stocks and growth stocks in the traditional markets. So this means Bitcoin and crypto at large will behave the same way as tech stocks throughout this quarter and likely throughout the rest of 2022. This means that even though the economy will continue to be stimulated to the tune of $30 billion per month, that a lot of this money may not be used in the crypto market in a significant or bullish way. Wall Street may continue to manipulate the market to slowly exit positions in riskier assets like crypto and stock techs, or they may continue buying and trading, leveraging and creating fakeout situations to try and shake out profits before D-Day in March when the first interest rate hike occurs. But we shall see. At the end of the day, it's important to understand that we are at the whims of Wall Street, and retail investors are no longer moving crypto markets. So be prepared for a choppy and bumpy ride. Three, the Fed expects COVID cases to drop rapidly in the next month or so and believes impact from Omicron will be temporary. This is interpreted as bullish by financial markets. Four, Powell said that the inflation numbers came in well above targets, and that inflation we are experiencing now was much worse than back in December of 2021. This is interpreted as very bearish for financial markets. Why is it so? Well, most of the inflation we've experienced has been a direct result of increasing the money supply via money printing. So in order to fix it, the only methods the Federal Reserve has to stop it and attempt to reverse it is by stopping stimulus, increasing the cost of money, and ultimately decreasing the money supply. All of these things leave Wall Street with no more free money to throw at the markets, more expensive money to throw at the markets, and ultimately less money to throw at the markets. Five, another thing exacerbating inflation, Powell discussed, was supply chain issues. The Federal Reserve relayed that supply chain issues are still persisting and are not going away in 2022. This is interpreted as bearish by financial markets. Six, Jerome Powell relayed that there is quite a bit of room to raise interest rates without affecting labor markets. This is interpreted as extremely bearish by financial markets. Why is it so? Well, that implies that instead of a very small interest rate hike in March or throughout the year, that we may actually see a more significant increase in the cost to borrow money than the market previously expected. So this created a lot more uncertainty in the markets leading up to that first interest rate hike this March. And finally, seven. Powell said that the tapering will be a long and more expansive process, which is interpreted as bullish by financial markets. This is because even though Powell told us interest rates will be increased and that there is plenty of room to do so, the other part of the process, which involves stopping money printing and then taking money out of circulation to shrink the money supply, will be a longer, more gentle, humble, and nimble process. So instead of something more drastic, the market will be able to react in a more relaxed fashion over time as monetary policy changes. Amazing. At the end of the day, there was a lot of trying to avoid questions, hemming and hawing, and basically kicking the can down the road to the next FOMC meeting. Savage Finn Henrik Northman Trader sums everything up nicely in this tweet. Short version of Powell: we've done nothing. We have decided nothing. We'll talk again at the next meeting. Then we'll talk some more at the meeting after that. And we'll let you know after we've talked some more after that. Also, we take inflation very seriously. So what does this mean for crypto? Well, there will be a lot of uncertainty, sideways chopping, maybe some wild swings to the upside, as well as the downside. The next hard date that the traditional markets will be reacting to, and by proxy, the crypto markets, will be February 10th, when CPI or Consumer Price Index inflation reports come out. So we will need to stay mindful of that in the short term. Between now and the interest rate hike in March will likely be a lot of buying the dip opportunities. But honestly, if you want to sleep at night and not go insane, I suggest sticking to dollar cost averaging if you are looking to invest in cryptocurrencies for the long term. And by long term, I mean longer than a few months to a year. These uncertain times will create great opportunities for long-term investors and likely a lot of carnage and heartache for short-term investors and people trying to time the market. Nobody can accurately predict this market, so don't even try. If you believe in the tech and are comfortable being an early investor that's taking on more risk for more potential reward in the future, then have that conviction and act accordingly. Crypto is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to potentially make a great amount of gains in a relatively short period of time, that being years instead of decades. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you enjoyed it, please make sure to like this video and subscribe to my channel for more crypto content. So what do you think of what the Fed said? How do you think the markets will react in the next few months? How do you plan on playing this uncertain market? Let me know in the comments below. Be safe out there.